You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
In regards to shipping.
Oh, right. Absolutely. So if you're lucky enough to get this code, so it's a free shipping code, and the code is HUNT, as in Hunterdon, but H-U-N-T. And through November, if you just want to buy a bottle, you can. Normally we ask for six to get free shipping, but if you put HUNT into the promo codes field, you will get free shipping as many times as you like throughout November.
So you mentioned a lot of the bottles and that it's going to be a pretty good week for you, but Thanksgiving meal, a lot of people say you have to have this with fish and this with meat, and then there's others that say drink what you like. Where do you weigh in on that?
Yeah, great. You know, I do. It's like, what kind of glass do you drink champagne with? I was just drinking champagne with the guy from Veuve Clicquot, and he said, you know what, just whatever glass you have is fine. So I thought that was pretty funny coming from somebody who makes 20 million bottles of champagne. I guess I do, and by the way, I do have glasses for each varietal, in case you're wondering. But I sort of fall down the camp that, I do like to pair. I think, though, if I'm, and I sort of work the other way. I think if I feel like having a Pinot Noir, then I find fish to go with a salmon to go with a Pinot Noir. But I think the most important thing is make sure you're drinking something, a varietal that you like. And really, there are whites that go with, you know, a lot of different with meats, and but there are also wines that just are incompatible, and it does take some education. By the way, we're here to help on that if you need help.
Excellent. So again, there is the live chat on the website, wiredforwine.com. This show will end up in the archive, so you can refer to it often. I'll be posting it on our Facebook page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. So you'll be able to link that at any time coming up over the next couple of weeks. And also, don't forget, it's a great offer. The shipping code, the word HUNT, on the website for just one bottle rather than the standard six. And your opportunity to test drive wiredforwine.com. Go on the site, find something you like, use the free shipping code of HUNT, and then maybe you'll become a loyal customer for them as well. Again, want to thank Evans Gebhardt from Wired for Wine for joining me here today. Anything we missed that you want to get out there?
No, I think that was a lot of fun. Thank you, Jim, so much for having me.
I appreciate it, and I know that, like I said, I'm in the master's class. I'm on the website often. I'm learning more and more so that I can compete with my brother-in-law at the Thanksgiving table. But definitely want to thank you again for joining us here today. As we always do, we end the program first with a quick sports recap. Sad news yesterday as we found out that famed quarterback Doug Flutie's parents died within 1 hour of each other. His father had a heart attack a few weeks ago and been battling an illness. Once he passed, then his mother passed just 1 hour later. Doug Flutie said that he is convinced that his mother died of a broken heart. They had been married for 56 years, so we extend our condolences to Doug Flutie. In NASCAR, all is right with the world once again as Dale Earnhardt Jr. won last Sunday's rain-delayed race in Phoenix, Arizona. And now it all comes down to this. The final four drivers in the chase for the Sprint Cup will race for the championship in a winner-takes-all battle this weekend at Miami Homestead Speedway. The only problem with that, Evans, is that they're probably going to open champagne and spill it all over the racetrack.
Exactly.
Jeff Gordon, Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, and New Jersey native Martin Truex Jr. will run for the Sprint Cup as the only four drivers eligible to win it all this Sunday. In the NFL tonight, the Tennessee Titans take on the Jacksonville Jaguars at 8:25 p.m. In NCAA football, the top 10 looks like this. After some major shakeups last weekend, Clemson holds down the top spot, followed by the Ohio State University, Alabama, Oklahoma State, and Notre Dame rounding out the top five, followed by Iowa, Oklahoma, Florida, Michigan State, and Baylor finishing the top 10. The playoff scenario looks like this. Clemson is number one, followed by Alabama, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. In Major League Baseball, Chicago Cubs right-hander Jake Arrieta won the Cy Young Award in the National League, while Houston Astros left-hander Dallas Keuchel won the Cy Young in the American League. And in the latest shot heard round the world, that would go to Holly Holm for knocking out previously undefeated champ Ronda Rousey. Once again, I'd like to thank my guest, Evans Gebhardt from Wired for Wine, for joining me today. Don't forget, visit the website, www.wiredforwine.com, for a complete product selection. Also, the opportunity to engrave personalized gifts. This is your chance to suck up to your future father-in-law, get him a great gift, and personalize it so that he'll think you're the right guy for his girl. Also, for any gift ideas you have during the holiday season, and use the live chat for suggestions as well. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, "Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best." If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook at Taking Care.